Danny J.
And I'm Jill Coleman.
Welcome to the Best Life Podcast.
Here, we talk about everything from success, money, relationships and entrepreneurship, to productivity, honest communication, positive psychology, and how to cultivate an abundance mindset.
Make money, travel the world, deepen your relationships, live full out.
This is the Best Life. But first I have to share with you, I hate Threads. It's official.
Oh my God. Same.
It's just the complaining platform. That's it. It is the worst platform because I kind of liked it at the beginning. It was feeling like kind of intimate and it was kind of feeling like fun. And you were like, it was like, if to me, it felt like kind of good vibes, dude, it is the worst. And I think it's because they don't have enough people on it. They don't have enough users. So they're showing your stuff to everyone who doesn't follow you. The best part of social media is that it's permission based, which means like you never have to see anything you don't want to. Like, why would you want to follow someone who you disagree with? Or, and so what's happening is, I believe for creators, it's the most unpleasant experience. I honestly feel like all I'm doing is defending on there. And I'm like, why am I spending my time fucking doing this? These are people who are not following me, don't want to follow me, don't agree with me. I'm like, I'm happy to have like a civil discourse if you're someone who follows me and like you have something to say, but it literally is just becoming like people are trying to just out victim themselves. Like I just, you can't even have a conversation with someone because they are so like stick in the ground. I have it the worst. It's terrible. What about me? That's not my lived experience. And I'm like, dude, if that's not your lived experience, I appreciate that. And thank you for sharing. But like, then what is, I guess, you know, for me, like I'm so solution oriented. The like just straight complaining about how bad you have it all the time. I'm just, I get off that fucking platform and I'm like, I hate it here. I can't get back on. It's the worst for creators.
Maybe that's also why I had a struggle this weekend. I've been feeling so triggered with the internet the last 2 days.
Totally.
Threads was a big part of it.
There's just
that I, and one of them I even commented, and it's not even like for the person who wrote it. I was just like, I just wrote, why am I seeing this shit? I'm not even following you. Like, it's so annoying because they stuff that I don't want to see that I'm not interested in following at all. And then it's like, why is this in my face? I don't like it.
But then you go to the person's profile who's like arguing to you, or like the whataboutisms, like then you go to their profile and they have no Threads. They don't, they don't broadcast at all. They just reply. And then you go to their replies and you see them going like, but what about? And I'm just like, this is the worst. So I could understand why, if you're someone who likes attention because you want to complain and you like, you know, you want to be a victim, then like, I think it's great. You can go down there and you can reply to everything and be like, this isn't true. This isn't for me. I have it worse. Like, great. You have a great time over there. For creators, it is the worst. Like, I was kind of saying it for like the last like week and a half, but like officially, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah. It's not my favorite at all. I go check on it. I don't post as much. I'll just read, or I rethread, repost, whatever, retweet. And
yeah, but you like, and I see how you use it. You like agree, or like you retweet when like add something. Like, you're not on there being like just disagreeing with people for the sake of disagreement. Like, you know, even if you're not a broadcaster, it's like, cool, you're on here. You're seeing people who you don't follow. Believe me, we all see people who don't follow. We all see people you don't agree with. But imagine just spending all day going back and forth with someone about how bad everything is for you.
One recently I disagreed with, and I wanted to have a conversation about it. I was like, I disagree and here's why. And then I just got really dismissed. The girl who posted was like, well, that's why you can keep scrolling. I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just sharing my opinion. I wasn't trying to start a fight, which is also a tricky thing because you can't see tone and you don't know who people are. So, and then the comment I made, someone else commented. They were like, I'm so glad nobody liked this comment to my comment. And I was like, and now there's two likes on the comment. And I want to comment back to her in my petty way, like, somebody liked my comment. So, blah. Just dropped it. I was like, okay, this is just not worthwhile, not worth arguing over. But I know people commented so like hated Twitter so much when Threads started. They're like, oh, it's so negative, it's so bad. I'm like, no, it's just the same thing.
Threads is worse because at least on Twitter, you're only seeing people you follow. You see and then you see suggested tweets, but that's it. You don't see on Threads. I don't think they have enough active users. So they have to show you people who you don't follow. like yeah. in order to have a feed even. So I went back and forth with this one woman really quickly, and she just kind of shared how she was really struggling, and she's tried everything I listed and like basically just wanted acknowledgement about how bad she had it. Right. So I was like, okay. So I wrote back and I said, I'm so sorry to hear that. No, it sounds like you're doing a lot. And she just responded back and said, I appreciate the sentiment, but this is patronizing. And then I was like, you can't even fucking win. if you try to like empathize, you try to be like, hey, you know, I see you and, you know, good job, or like, sounds like you're doing a lot. It's patronizing. And then I was just like, I give up. I actually just, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's anyway. The news. But anyway, I was telling Danny before we jumped on, we got some really, I don't know if you got any feedback, but I got some good feedback on the episode about feeling alone. A lot of people were kind of saying that they felt similar and were just grateful for the conversation, and that, I had a couple of people reach out too and like, hope you're okay, which I appreciated. I was like, this is patronizing. No, I didn't say that. I said, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm good. I said, 95% out of 10, I'm good. 5%, I want to move to a log cabin. Isn't that normal?
Actually, I think somebody in our DMs, I want to say it was Chris, but said, thank you for normalizing wanting to just run away and live in the mountains and leaving everything. And I was like, yes, we talk about that often. Just leave everything, move to another country, start over. You know, sometimes you just have those fantasies.
Totally.
And maybe that fantasy.
I think they're harmless.
Will come true. I don't know.
They're harmless. Anyway, what do we got today? News of the week.
Yeah, speaking of creators, there's been some big news on the interwebs of the influencer space and the health and wellness space. So I'm going to assume most of you know who this is, but also I'm going to assume that a lot of you don't, because assuming makes an ass out of you and me. But Dr. Andrew Huberman, we've talked about him a couple times on the podcast, just maybe sharing some studies he's done or something. I know we've mentioned his name before. He has a show called Huberman Lab. And there was a recent kind of tell-all article that came out on, I want to say the New York Times, but New York Magazine. There we go. So New York Magazine, actually, it's nymag.com and then whatever the things are. But it was this basically a tell-all of the fact that he has been keeping multiple relationships going at one time. So he's had this like long-term girlfriend. They don't use real names in the story, but they call her Sarah. This long-term girlfriend, Sarah, she moved in with him. They've been doing IVF, like trying to have a baby together. And in the meantime, he's had 5 other girlfriends on the side in different cities and hoes in different area codes. And he's just been keeping this going and just somehow managing to juggle these women in his life. And at some point he got caught. And then the girls started figuring out who was who, started DMing each other. And now the girls have this group chat with each other and they're all like besties, which is kind of a wild and funny turn of events and definitely needs to be made into a sitcom. But I saw this post from Melissa Yu on IG, and the sentiment she basically shared was that you're not just listening to a podcast, you're not just supporting someone, you're now actively supporting a man who treats women badly. And so basically she's like, look, unfollow this dude, unsubscribe from his podcast, don't listen to anything he says, he is a piece of shit, he's a liar, you know, let's not support this guy anymore. And the next slide, she said, how we act in one space reflects our character in all spaces. And this kind of, we've done an episode on like how you are in one thing, you know, is how you are in everything. And we have talked about that and not necessarily agree with that. But he said, you don't treat women like this in your personal life while truly respecting and valuing women in your professional life. And when you say you're going to keep listening as a listener, you're sending a message to all the men in your life, husband, boyfriend, boss, brother, etc., that it doesn't matter how they treat women, but as long as they're successful, they're fine. So what if you were one of them? How would you feel? And so we're giving them a pass. Boys will be boys. Now, here's the argument is some people will say, well, his podcast is about health and wellness. It's not his personal life. What he does in his personal life is up to him. But then there's the point of like, well, what he does in his personal life is like who he is as a person. And are we supporting that? So there's a lot of There's a lot of comments here. I just know my first reaction when I heard this was like, holy shit, you just can't really trust anyone. Because he was one guy that I personally thought was, seemed like he had high integrity, seemed like he was kind of above board, like did the therapy, did the work. And as I was reading, and this is a very long article, ladies, if you read it, it'll take you like 45 minutes to read it all. But it was deep, like the level of manipulation and hiding you have to do to juggle. I mean, Jill and I have been through having an affair or going through a partner having an affair with one woman. I don't know how you seem to manage five or six women. And so, yeah, I just wanted to open this up to conversation about like, do we think anything's going to happen to him? Should we unfollow due to the principle? Does it matter? We just let him have his personal life and his shit on his own because what he provides to the rest of the world is great. And yeah, where do we stand on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really interesting. And see, he hasn't addressed it, which I'm a little bit surprised by. Maybe he's waiting. I know he hired, like I saw that he hired some kind of like PR team to like help him sort of like manage it. I don't know what exactly that's going to look like. But so far, he just keeps publishing the podcast and keeps sharing on social media about the podcast. And people keep just ripping him a new one in the comments. Yeah, I mean, it is surprising, but I have to say, first of all, like what he's doing is not actually all that uncommon. So it's not that it's okay, but I think it was so surprising because of what you said. When we see someone, and this is just like, I mean, honestly, this is just like a one of those things that we have to go back to. I think we've done an episode on this is like, don't put your idols on pedestals. Mm-hmm. So it's this idea that because he has the fame that he has, because he has the visibility that he has, I think you're surprised that someone like that who like seems again to have a high intelligence quotient, like who seems to like be someone you would think he had it like his own sort of morals figured out. I don't know why you would think that, but I mean, because we look at it actually objectively, you're like, here's a dude who's like really good looking, never been married, 48 years old, never mentioned a girlfriend in any of his posts. He's never talked about like, you know, any women. Like for all we knew, he might be gay. I mean, you know what I mean? You just don't know. And so that was like, now it's kind of coming out. You're like, yeah, it's a little bit of a red flag. He's never shared about a relationship with anybody. But I mean, I guess there are a lot of, you know, kind of people who do that. But even someone like a Joe Rogan, who has a huge following, like he still talks occasionally about his wife or his kids or whatever. So there was like no mention of anything personal. But I do agree with you. I think it was just a little bit shocking because of the way in which he carries himself or seems to carry himself online. But when I think about it, I'm like, you know, first of all, he wasn't married. This is what I think most dudes who are just swiping on Bumble and Tinder are probably doing. He's just been able to do it at a higher level because he travels all over the way. Like, I think this is like when you and I were dating in LA, we always used to laugh that we had like, you know, we always had like a, we called it a roster. I mean, I think that actually now the kids actually call it a roster. But back then you and I were like, who's the top five? Like who's the starting five? Like just as a joke. But, you know, we were talking to a lot of people, but we never made promises. And I think that this becomes, at least for me, this just becomes really unattractive. Like to me, this is just someone who doesn't have a moral compass. This is someone who doesn't have an honor code. This is someone who's out of his integrity. This is someone who's not principled. And for me, that's a no across the board. He could be the smartest dude. He could be the most helpful dude. Like, you know, from a, like a creator perspective, I'm like, yeah, he's done a lot in terms of like helping folks. And, you know, you see in the comments of his post, people being like, you changed my life. Don't worry about this. You know, you've done so much good in the world. But if like, it's not either or, it's like, to me, it's the whole person. So yes, you can be someone who really has helped a lot of folks, but still be out of integrity, still not have principles, still be a fucking liar. Still be a cheater. Yeah. And to me, all of that is so much more, what's the word? I mean, I guess the disgusting would be like the word for me that comes up is, so all of that comes out. And like, I kind of don't like with Melissa's post, I want to talk about, that's kind of like a different angle of like all women and patriarchy and whatever. And I think that that's like a different, but for me personally, I was kind of like, oh, this is gross. So even though he's smart and I'm sure he's changed a lot of lives, it's a no for me. Like it just is. And so like, yeah, the piece is about his private life, but still that has an impact on his professional life in my mind. So yeah, I mean the whole thing just, I just don't respect people who don't have integrity, period. As a result of, especially what you and I've been through. So it doesn't matter who it is. I think it's just surprising because it's someone that's so high profile. We would expect this from someone who was kind of a scrub. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But he doesn't seem like one.
Well, there's, I've always had an issue with that. How you do one thing is how you do everything, because I think that's not necessarily true.
I agree.
But I think who you are is who you are. And so this isn't necessarily about how you do one thing. This is like who you and how you be. And if you treat people as like, if you're dishonest and out of integrity, I believe you could also be out of integrity in your business dealings or how you are with other people. So while I'm not about, you know, however you do one thing is how you do all things, because I am like really meticulous in some areas of my life. And then my bathroom is not that way, but who I am and how I show up with my relationships is who I am across the board. And so it scares me if he's like that or treats women like that, then you kind of want to think that he must think that he's somehow better than, or
above,
other people
above board, above the law, above getting, I'm actually just surprised like at how much visibility he has. Like,
yeah.
Why didn't you think this would come out at some point? You know, like to me, I'm just like, this always comes out. Everything, it always comes out. You can get away with it for a time, but it always comes out.
And the issue too is, like, to your point, we had a roster. There were multiple guys I've been dating, but I never, and I don't think any of them ever thought we were exclusive. We were having a one-on-one relationship. There was no I love yous exchange.
Yeah, there was no moving in with someone.
Planning a future. He was doing IVF with this woman, and I guess he had a spokesperson answer some of the questions, because he didn't directly answer any questions for this article. But the spokesperson said they weren't trying to have children. They were just making embryos together. I was like, ew. First off, fuck you for saying that shit. Like, if you're making embryos with someone, what does that fucking mean? Like, you're trying to have a baby with them. You're trying to, you're not just making embryos for like, what, a science project? Like, so gross. But yeah, I unfollowed him and unsubscribed, and I wasn't like a huge fan anyway, but I think there's enough people out there we can listen to who are adding value to the world, who aren't shady and shitty. And yeah, sometimes, and this is sucky, cause I'm like, maybe we just don't know, cause it's not out there yet. So maybe I'm like, well, I'm just going to go listen to Johnny Rocket over here, cause he has more integrity. And then sure enough, Johnny Rocket's doing the same shit too. But once we know, we know. And so I can't unknow it. And there's other podcasters out there that you and I both know very similarly, very popular in this space, who have done pretty much the same damn thing and were outed. But once I knew of that, then it affected how I saw them. Totally. And so, I pulled back. And because, like what you said, because of what's happened to us, it's just – part of it for me is to stand in solidarity with the women, for sure. But also, there's no reason for me to support. And yeah, it is his personal life and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. And also, so can I. And I can listen to someone else who talks about science or whatever he talks about without knowing that they are taking advantage of women on the back end.
Yeah. I mean, I think his private life doesn't affect his personal life, but it does affect, he's not just a podcaster, he's a brand. So, yeah. Like, you have to take the good with the bad. That's part of your perception. Someone's perception of you is how you also are in your personal life and what comes up as a result of that. And I agree with you. We've had some ex-girlfriends on this podcast as guests of these folks that we're talking about, who are these high profile male, you know, personal brands, podcasters, you know, business people. And like, they have treated women like they're throwaway, you know? And so I think what's really interesting, Keith and I have been having this conversation this week, is I do think that men compartmentalize so much more than women. So I think I'm just guessing, but I would guess that for him, he didn't really see this as having anything to do with anything, and maybe even justified it to himself because he wasn't married to these women. So maybe he was just like, well, I'm not married to them. I didn't make promises to them. So, and also, how could they, I mean, this is all obviously projection, but how could they expect? And I kind of sent to the group chat, I sent this like funny meme that I saw that I was like, this is actually pretty fucking funny. When we talk about, you know, we were kind of like sharing in the group text about this, and there was a meme that basically said, I thought I shared it in the group. Did I not?
I don't remember your sharing.
Oh yeah. I shared this. It was a tweet, and it said, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but the never married 48-year-old man with a six pack that you're talking to is not looking for a wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, again, like we have to take people at face value, but we look at it that way. It's like, I think for him, he was just like, well, I haven't made any promises. I'm sure it was something along those lines. And I think they're like, I think for men specifically, and Keith and I were having this conversation because like, he's a firefighter. She goes to work and sees like death all day, every day, and then comes home and is able to like not think about that stuff. So whether it's healthy or not, I think men are able to, like they can't multitask like mentally as much as women can. So I think there's probably some of that going on where it's like, what does this have anything to do with? Or even to your point, I might even have a right to this because I have fame or because I have this, notoriety. And so, yeah, I mean, and I don't think that his private life has any bearing on his, like how he shows up in his podcast, but it does have consequences. It still has consequences. Like, you know, as much as you can be like, well, it doesn't have anything to do with it. You can say that, but then you look at him differently. Like, at least I do. At least I think most women do. And we go, you know, he's not respecting women, but also that's just gross behavior. Like, I just don't respect that behavior in anybody, no matter how many followers they have, no matter how famous they are. But yeah. I think it was so surprising to your point, because we would expect this from someone who's kind of scrubby, who doesn't have success, who, you know, hasn't been, I don't even know how to say it, like hasn't been as successful as him, but it just shows you like anyone could do this.
Anyone could do it. Yeah. I was talking to Jeff about it. I go, what would you do if you were him right now? Would you address this or would you let it just blow over? And we both kind of thought that probably if we were the PR agency, that we would just let it blow over instead of addressing it, because it seems like there's enough people that are out there going, doesn't matter. This doesn't affect him. Not everyone's going to read it. Not everyone's going to see it. And if you don't talk about it long enough, it'll just go away. And I don't know if that's the strategy he's taking. So far, he hasn't said anything. Jeff also mentioned this, and I don't know if this is true, but he said he's been posting a lot of content lately where it's like 6 ways to do this, 6 ways to do that, like kind of that kind of content. And he doesn't know if it's like some kind of trolling thing because there are 6 women. So it's like, you know, 6 tips to blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if that's even true, but if I were the PR team and if I were him, I probably would continue to just pretend it's not happening and ignore, although I really do want to see like a statement from him. But I also am like, what's he going to say that's going to change it? He's not. Like, I don't think anything is going to
change. Well, actually, I shared the article with Jade, my ex-husband, and, obviously, like, was a cheater and then kind of did a 180 and like kind of came to be like this very, you know, honest, you know, kind of integrous guy. And he hadn't read it or heard about it. And then he just said, oh, what did he say? He said, oh, has he apologized or something like that? Like his first thing he asked was, oh, did he come clean or did he like something like that? And I was like, oh, no. So I think for Jade, it was more like, he said, oh, is he owning it? Like, I think that was Jade's first thing is like, is he owning it? It's an opportunity. Like it would be an opportunity. I believe it would be an opportunity, but like, you know, you have the bro science guys who would be like, don't cop to it. Like, you know, don't give in, don't become a sheep. Like you'd have that kind of a response. I think the women, I don't know. Like, I think the people, I mean, and also his podcast is like very high like level. So I think the people he has listening are probably someone who would be open to him acknowledging it and just saying, hey, you know, I'm going through my own stuff. I'm not perfect. You know, like I hate that this has affected the listenership or that you guys feel betrayed in some way. I'm really struggling with this. Like, you know, I've been struggling with this. Like, you know, you don't have to have all the answers. I think it's hard as a successful white male to say you don't have the answers, you know, especially as, like when people look to you for answers, like you're the podcast guy. So it's like for him to show any sort of vulnerability publicly, I think would be really hard for someone like that. But I think it would be worth it.
I just don't like any apology if it feels like it was forced and they're apologizing for optics. I only want an apology if it's sincere and he's actually actively doing something about it. So I would love to see him apologize and say, you know what, like I'm going to change my behavior, not just apologize because we're all hoping
it affected his business.
Yeah. One guy who did a really good job, I think, is Trey Kennedy. I think that's what his name is. Trey Kennedy. He's a comedian. There's two comedians and they are both white guys who look very similar to me. So I apologize. His name could have been Chris something else. Chris with a T, like Christ. Anyway, he was like this kind of Christian comedian And he got caught with, I want to say, porn and cheating or something. And he just disappeared for months. And he went to like a rehab or some kind of treatment. Like he went all in, took his fucking self offline, didn't make any comments. And then he came back truly changed. He's like, here's what I went through. It was hard. I didn't use social media for like 6 months. I didn't look at anything. I had counseling. I did all of this shit. And then he came out and like had fully really, I feel like he truly changed. So that's like the only kind of thing I want to see. I don't want to see a little like statement of apology, like Will Smith's statement after he slapped homeboy. Like, just don't give us any kind of apology unless you do own it and you own it for real and you really truly plan on making a change and you really see the hurt that you caused and you're able to express why that was problematic for the people who listen to you and follow you and for the people that you actually harmed.
Yeah.
So like, I do agree with you that he should own it, but also I don't want to see him fake own it and just say, do it for the,
do you think that would be better than ignoring it?
I do think that would be better than ignoring it, but I think if he's not going to change, just fucking ignore it. Then we just know where he stands.
It is an interesting, Melissa's post was an interesting sort of, second insight around support and advocacy, right? So it's like, oh, like, you know, you'd be like, okay, the dude fucked up. Like, I might not listen to his thing, but like actually actively unfollowing and actively unsubscribing from the podcast. It's like, yeah, that's, you know, like that's a good point. It's like, okay, if you don't agree with it and you do feel like, you know, this person is out of integrity, you feel some kind of way about it. Yeah. Like that's how you would show that you do. That's the currency, isn't it? The currency is attention. So in an attention industry, in an attention society, that would be the currency.
Yeah. So real quick, so I make sure I have this stat correct. It's John Crist, not Trey Kennedy. I get them mixed up because they look very much alike. And I think they're both based in Nashville too. John Crist, he basically got shut out from a church for sexual misconduct. That was another piece that Jeff made a point about Andrew Huberman. He was like, it might be different if he was a pastor or someone who was giving relationship advice or someone who was, you know, podcasting about that. But because his topics were not that, not that he gets a pass, but it's not as relevant because he's talking about health and wellness and, you know, science. So did we give him a pass? And to me, I'm like, it's not about giving him a pass. I do see that, like, all right, that's his personal life. This is not what he's doing. But I don't know. I'm just at the place now in my life where I am done letting isn't the right word, but just accepting that boys will be boys. They're going to do shitty things. And we're just going to go, well, they're successful and they do good. So let's just, it's fine. Cause it didn't hurt me personally. No, it does hurt you personally. In fact, the one thing when I was in college, I had a boss, he treated everyone terribly. Everyone except me, everyone around him, I always saw him talk to some of my coworkers really shitty and they would say bad things about him. I'm like, yeah, but he's always cool to me. So it's kind of fine until I decided to quit. And then he flipped a switch, lost his shit. And I was like, oh, okay. It's all going to come back. So I just now, if I see people treating everyone shitty, but like somehow I'm an exception, it's like, it's still not okay. Like just because you don't treat me shitty doesn't mean it's okay. Like I can see you treating everyone else bad. So it's a no for me.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should continue to allow it and accept it. And like you said, our currency, like we're not paying Huberman, but our currency is subscribing or liking their pages or posts. And if we pull that away, we can just pull our support away.
Yep. No, I agree. That's all really I have on it, the topic. I did have one more thing, but then I forgot it, but
oh, good.
That's how it goes these days.
As we do.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested in how you guys see it in terms of like, you know, do you feel like this has any bearing? You know, it's different because I never really got a win with him either. Like, so I think for people who are in the, oh, that was the other thing I was looking at the comments and a lot of men were like, you know, these are just jilted ex-girlfriends. They want 15 minutes of fame. I'm like, do they though? It's like wild to me that that's always the narrative that women want attention. And like these women just want to like tear them down. And they're like, just mad that they didn't get picked. And I'm just like, God, is it really that? I do think that it is that we do have these like narratives going on because stuff like this happens. And I don't know about you, but I do start to feel discouraged in general about men in general. And I hate that because I don't want to be that. But I do start, and you guys, and you know this, like, because you and I send memes back and forth. We're like we'll say stuff like, we'll see, I don't know, people being like, who have been together for like 3 months and like declaring their love and like whatever. And like, and this could be just like a happy post, but you and I will just jokingly be like, well, let's see, you know, when he cheats or whatever. Like, obviously we don't want that to happen, right? Like, consciously, we don't want that to happen. But we do kind of, I at least have gotten to this point where I'm like, I'm kind of getting a little bitter and I'm like, and cynical, and this is not how I want to be. But then it's like, you have these people that you kind of quote unquote look up to, or you're like, they are, like you said, above board. They think you have, you think they have integrity, and then they just fucking let you down. It's funny. I was talking to Jade about this like a while back, and he was just like, I think he has something he calls seed stories. Seed stories like your childhood story or how you received love or your perception of the other sex or whatever. And oftentimes it's your opposite sex parent. And he's just like, I think your seed story is that no man can hold it down for you. He's like, I just believe that, like, you know, you've had these men in your life who have been these, you know, like important men, and like they've just always let you down. And so it's like, then you just start to notice and you're like, here's another guy. Not that he's letting me down, but he's like letting his, you know, like letting, I guess he's letting like women down, right? And in the way, and you're just like, fuck. Like, and so I hate that that's sort of creeping in, but I am sort of starting to notice that. And it's not a good, because then you have the people, the men out there, like not all men, right? There are good guys out there, which I know there totally are. But it's hard when you just see evidence after evidence after evidence of these men that you look up to who you do think have a moral compass, and they don't. And so I think that that's a storyline. And then I think, and it's hard because then you see evidence that is true. And then for these men saying women just want attention, women just want your money, women just want fame, they want 15 minutes of fame. And then you can go look for examples where that's true. And then the other women are like, but not every woman. So I do think, I don't know about you, but I feel like these like sex wars online are like getting to kind of a point. I feel like there were definitely, if you just look under any viral post you shared with me the other day, yesterday, that woman who is going through, you know, got cheated on, and she only has a handful of posts, but all of them are like viral posts. But she basically shares about how her husband of like 13 years has been cheating on her, and she kind of shared, and like all of the posts are asking like what she did wrong, and they're all like saying, you know, well, you must have let yourself go, and like, you, it's your problem, and like look in the mirror. And so I'm just like, God damn it, it is really rough out there.
It really is. The sex wars thing is a big thing. And I follow this one content creator, Will Hutchins, and he does a lot of like replies to some of these things. He's so good. And I love his stuff. And at the same time, I've been watching the last couple of days and I'm thinking, is this really good for his mental health or my mental health or any of ours? Because we see this stuff and it just makes me viscerally angry, like that blaming the women or saying that they're coming trying to get attention, which for one, none of their names are listed. They're not public. So I don't think they're trying to get any attention. But it's so aggravating when, especially when you know someone personally. Like you said, we've had a couple of the ex-girlfriends on this podcast who had a very similar stories, and they were not trying to get attention. They were trying to raise some awareness for some, and some just didn't, you know, they didn't drop names or do anything that was outing anyone. Just like, hey, here's what happened. This is the truth. And it's just, they get attacked and no one's opening themselves up for that. Nobody wants to get attacked. Most of the time when there's, let's say, an abuser or someone who's just being shady and shitty, for whatever reason, they're usually being protected. And it's like, we should be outing them more. We should be trying to get attention and putting the target on their back, but we're not. And then when we do, we get attacked. And so that's why we don't. And it's like, man, you just can't win. And it does. I have found myself getting a lot more cynical lately too. I'm like, God, I'm becoming the person I didn't want to be after I got divorced. I'm like, I don't want to be that cynical, like bitter woman. And now I'm like, oh, I'm becoming her.
I mean, it's like, but it's also like endlessly funny though, too. Like that's what's hard about it is like there are so many memes that you're just like, exactly. But also this is so funny. Like what's the one that's like, you know that there's trouble in paradise when the wife starts posting selfies and the male starts posting pictures with the kids. I was crying because I'm just like, yes, that's exactly what happens on Facebook. And like, I don't want to make light of this. These are like people's like real lives that are being like, you know, upheaved and like, and it's so sad for so many reasons, but it is so fucking common that, and we're part of it, you know, like you and I have gone through it. And so it's like, it is so, it's like so funny because it is so real. And I hate to make light of obviously people's pain, but it is kind of like, we have to laugh about it. Like when I send you a meme, that's like, oh my God, this is so funny. But like, it's about infidelities because we're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
It's rough out there.
It's fucking rough out there.
But the memes, man.
Never ending.
Never ending. Good
stuff.
But I agree with you. I definitely try and catch myself when I'm like, all right, Jill, you're getting a little too cynical over here. A little too man-hating. Because I don't. Like, I love men, but like sometimes I'm rolling my eyes, man.
Oh, my God. Well, you got to love them and hate them. Y'all, would love your thoughts if you even know what we're talking about on this Huberman thing. If you read the article, I would encourage you to go read it before maybe voicing an opinion, because I think it's very interesting on how deep it went. You can just look up nymag.com. Actually, you probably just Google Andrew Huberman affairs. I'm sure something will come up with the NY Mag article. And yeah, if you want to share this, we'd love when you share in your stories, you tag us at the Best Life Podcast. We will reshare you on our Instagram and would love for you to leave any reviews, not hateful reviews. Whenever we do this kind of episode, that's when we get the one star. So leave only 5-star on this one.
Oh yeah. We're going to get a couple.
Yeah. Maybe one of Huberman's girlfriends listens. Shout out. If you are one of Huberman's exes, let us know. Leave us a review and tell us.
All right, y'all. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.